You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mitzvahs kindness b'yom asiri b'tishrei. So he lists as a separate mitzvah the mitzvah to be mis'aneh on the 10th of Tishrei, which is nikra, as we know, is Yom Kippur. The question is, how many mitzvahs are there on Yom Kippur? So if you look at Shin, you don't have this mitzvah Shin Yadal, the mitzvah's Korban Musaf. Then he has Shalol Asos Malacha, is Shin Tesvav, which you don't have. Shin Tesvav Zayin is Shalol Lecho Velishtos B'Yom Kippurim. So that's the corresponding lav. Mitzvah Shin Tesvav is the corresponding lav to this mitzvah Tasei. Then Shin Yad Zayin in the chin of his mitzvah Shvisa Yimalacha B'Yom Kippurim. The mitzvah Tasei to do, to be Shoves and not to do Malacha. And that, those are all the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur that the Chinuch lists. So the first is a mitzvah saseh of Tainus, b'yom asiri b'tishrei, which is interesting. We'll see. Where in the Torah does it say to fast on Yom Kippur? And this is essentially the problem. Where is it in the Torah that it says a mitzvah saseh to fast? The question is where... Yeah, we're going to see how that works out. And the question is, what about the other inuyim? We know that the first Mishnah in the 8th Perek in Yom Kippurim lists all the inuyim of Yom Kippur. The question is, what is the marker for all these inuyim? And are they midrabbanan or are they midraisa? That's the major question. The first Mishnah in Yom Kippurim, which is the 8th Perek. States Yom Kippurim Asr Ba'achila Ushtia Urechitza Sichanil Sasandal Tashmish Amita. So we say there are Chamishi Nuyim, and the Gemara later in Ayin Vav will say Chamishi, there are actually six. Because what are they? Achila, Shtia, Urechitza, Sicha, Nil Sasandal Tashmish Amita. So the Gemara says, Chamisha Shisha Havu. But then the Gemara says Shtia is Bechlau Achila. So really there are five and you combine Achila and Shtia. So let's read the Chinuch. So first, Mitzvah's Tainis B'yom Asir B'tishrei. He does not say Mitzvah L'Hisanos, meaning he doesn't list this as a Mitzvah's Inui. He lists this as a Mitzvah's Tainis. And he categorizes as Lotzum, to fast, B'yom ha'asiri b'tishrei, on the 10th of Tishrei, v'wa nikra yom ha'kippurim. Shenemar, what's the mucker, like Gershon said? Be'esor l'chodesh v'inisem etz nafsho seichem. It's very important to note that there are many times in the Torah that the word inui is used in the context of Yom Kippur. Basically, you should remember it as, in general terms, twice in Achremos, twice in Emor, and one in Pinchas. Now, it says the word Ta'anu in Achremos. Then it says V'nisem, and then if you go to Emor, it says V'nisem twice. There's also another phrase that's used twice, Shabbos Shabbason, which we'll see is also important to imply that this is an extra Shabbos, a Shabbos which should be celebrated as a compounded Shabbason, a compounded day of rest or refraining. But the main thing to know is the word V'nisem, or in the form of either V'nisem or Ta'anu, appears, the Gemara says, five times. Now Titus asks, a little later, I think in Ayin Zayin, actually appears six times. Kol nefesh asher lo su'une be'etzem hayom hazeh v'nichrasa. Titus says that does not count as a mention of Inui, because it's only in the context of the Onesh. So we'll keep in mind that the word Inui is mentioned five times. The Gemara makes a big deal out of that. So Shinamar Vayikra Chav Gimel is Emor. Be'esor Lachod, Vayikra Chav Gimel, Emor. Be'esor Lachodesh, V'inisim es nafsho seichem. The truth is, the Pasuk says Ach Be'esor. And Rashi comments there, Ach means a miut by Yom Kippur. Miut meaning only those people who do tshuva, Yom Kippur works for. Those people who don't do tshuva, Yom Kippur doesn't work for. So just to point out, the actual pasuk Ach be'esor l'chodesh, v'nisim es nafsho sechem. Now it's also very important to point out that a number of times, especially in Parshas Pinchas, the words v'nisim es nafsho sechem are placed right next to lo sasu kol malacha. Do not do any malacha. And the Gemara will say there's a hekesh between the Isra Malacha and the Chiyuv of Inui. We'll talk about that in a minute. Ubaha Perish Misibisifra. The Torah's Kohanim goes ahead and says, what does this Inui mean? Matter of fact, if you look at the Gemara on Ayin Dalam Abayz, the Gemara on Ayin Dalam Abayz asks a question, what is Inui? Interesting. It says V'nisem. So they received the Torah. This is just, imagine looking at Torah Shebichsav alone. It's very interesting to note, I don't know if there's any tradition of Tzedukim or Karaites learning V'nisim differently. Maybe there's some Karaite that stays in the sun all Yom Kippur or something, I don't know. But it's interesting, Tana Rabbanon, Ta'anu es nafsho sechem, like I mentioned, the first time in the Torah Nachremo says, Ta'anu es nafsho sechem. Yochol, it could be Yeshev Bechama, if you have to go ahead and inflict yourself, which is Inui, be ma'ani yourself by sitting in the sun. Oh, b'tzina, or put yourself in a very cold place. K'dei sheyitztayer. Talmud lomar v'chol malacha lo sasu. Talmud lomar, the limit is kol malacha lo sasu. And the Gemara learns, just like kol malacha means sheva al taseh, sit back and don't do something, refrain. Just like kol malacha lo sasu is refraining, so to Inui is refraining. The Gemara goes on and says, I understand V'nisim is refraining. And there are a number of different limudim here. At the end of the day, the limud that's accepted is if you go down right before the wide lines, it comes from V'im Nafshech Loimar. And if you go ahead and you reject some of the other limudim, there's an interesting limud in the middle of the daf that says, just like Kol Malacha is found someplace else, i.e. by Shabbos, so too Kol Malacha applies by Yom Kippur. So too, let's look at where there's an Inui refraining in another place and apply it to Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, Pigul and Noiser you refrain from, so too you refrain on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, I understand you refrain from Pigul and Noiser, but how do you know you refrain from every food? So the Gemara has a number of limudim. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says, V'im Nafshech Lomar, if you really want to understand how I know Inui is refraining from food, Harehu Omer, Vahavati es hanefesh ahi. It says in Achremos that It says, Vahavati es hanefesh ahi. If someone does an Isser Malacha on Yom Kippur, it says there's Kares, but the Torah expresses Kares in an unusual way. Vahavati es hanefesh ahi. And I will destroy the Nefesh. So Rashi on Chumash says, why is this strange lashon used for kares? So Rashi says it comes to teach us on what kares is in general. That kares in general is ibur hanefesh. The Gemara here is dorish it a little differently. Why would I use v'havati as hanefesh ahi? To teach me about inui. It says that if someone does malacha on Yom Kippur, his punishment is v'havati hanefesh ahi. The v'havati, that expression of kares, is to come to teach us about Inui. To teach us the nature of the day is a day that I'm supposed to be ma'abed my nefesh. I'm supposed to go ahead and lessen my load, lessen myself.
It's a little inconsistent with what Ted says. But Ted said at the fifth.
One second. Inui shehu avedas hanefesh. Ve'ezeh zeh, zeh achila ushtia. Now the Gemara does go off on a little tangent and say, who says refraining in Inui hanefesh is achila ushtia? Maybe it's refraining from Tashmish Amita. So the Gemara says it has to be something that affects your body, something that causes your body to lessen. And then the Gemara says you could learn it actually from the Mon, where it says by the Mon, Hama'achilcha Mon b'midbar l'man anoisecha. And then there's a beautiful Agadah on the Mon for the next two blocks. By the way, just an Eitz HaToyva, just a thought I had. It's very nice. I think there was once a project to do this. This is a perek that if you start now, I think 12 blot, you could easily finish by Yom Kippur. And it's a perek that gives you a lot of interesting ideas besides Yom Kippur, there's Agadat on the Mon and other Agadatas and general halachas, everything about Yom Kippur in terms of Achilu Shdia, with the sugyas at the very end talking about tshuva. So it's a very nice lima to do. Be that as it may, it says, Vahavadis HaNefesh Ahi. Inu Yeshua Vedas Nefesh. We learn that from Havavadati and that Lashon and that change in the expression of Kares. And the reason the punishment is described in that way is to teach us there's something on Yom Kippur that is Ma'abed your Nefesh, i.e. the Inui is supposed to be one that causes, so to speak, your body to shrink or affects your body, a loss of your body, i.e. Achila Ushtia. So the question is, how do I learn Shtia? Do I learn Shtia from Vehavadati? And Shtia is anything that's part of Ibud Nefesh, which is interesting, because the Gemara later learned Shtia that from a general rule that Shtia is Bechal Achila. Now there is this whole sugi here, which starts to say, maybe Inu is something else. At the end of the day, Inu is Achila. Now take a look at the Gemara on Ayin Vav for a minute. And it uses a very interesting Lashon, which is used other places, like, for instance, by Shmona Esrei. It says, Hani Shmona Esrei Keneged Me. It says by an Aliyah, Hani Keneged Me. So the Gemara uses at the very bottom of Ayin Vav Amid Aleph the same type of phrase, Amar Rav Chisda. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chisda. Keneged Hei Inuyim. Sorry. Right before that. Hani Chamish Inuyim Keneged Me. These five Inuyim listed in the Mishnah that I mentioned that are really six, but Achil and Shtia are combined. Keneged Me. Very interesting watching Keneged Me. Amar Rav Chisda. Keneged Hei Inuyim Shubatorah. This corresponds to that five Inuyim written in the Torah. Uve'esor, va'ach be'esor, Shabbat Shabbason, v'Shabbat Shabbason v'ayesol lechem, Hani Chamisha Havu v'anan Shisa. Aren't there six in the Mishnah? T'nan, Shisa T'nan. So the Gemara says, Shtia Bichlal Achilahu. And the Gemara learns, and the Rif brings this down, that the way I know Shtia is because there's a general rule that Shtia is Bichlal Achilah. What is the example given? Meiser Sheni. It says by Meiser Sheni that if I go ahead, I'm mafresh Meiser Sheni and I have too much food to carry to Yerushalayim, I impode the food on money, and then I spend the money in Yerushalayim. And it says when I spend the money, v'achalta sham, and I should eat there. And what do I eat? It says yayin v'shechar. So the Gemara learns, how do you eat yayin v'shechar? So the word v'achalta means in general consume, eat or drink. Like it says, v'achalta yayin. So it's interesting that over here, shtia is learned from a general rule, shtia b'chal achila. While I would have thought from the Gemara earlier, perhaps, that I don't need the general rule of shtia b'chal achila. V'havadati es ha-nefesh hazeh. Inu shiyesh bo ibud nefesh. Anything that provides ibud nefesh is part of the ikar mitzvahs inui. Just like achila provides ibud nefesh, so too shtia provides ibud nefesh. So that's an interesting question. Where is shtia really learned out from? Is shtia learned out from the ikar v'havadati, which would apply also to shtia, or is shtia learned out from this rule, shtia b'chal achila? By the way, shtia b'chal achila, Tosfos and Ayin Vav Beis discusses this in other areas of the Torah. Shtia b'chal achila, i.e. a nazir, shtia b'chal achila, other cases of shtia b'chal achila. One of the classic cases of Meiser Sheni. What can I spend my Meiser Sheni money on? I could spend it even on drinks, based on the fact, the general rule of shtia b'chal achila. It also applies in the Gemara in Shavuos, where if a person goes ahead and takes a shvua, shelo le'echol, does it apply to drinking? So the Gemara in Shavuos says it applies to drinking because of a general rule, shtia b'chal achila.
You mentioned this Tosfos over here, that Tosfos asked that it should be really six.
Right, the bottom Tosfos, let's take a look. Tema. Tema li de b'krai na miksive shisa. Right, trebach remos, like we said. V'sholosh be'emor. So I told you 2, 2, and 1. So the reason I told you 2, 2, and 1 is, as I mentioned, Achremos Ta'anu V'inisem. Emor, I have V'inisem, V'inisem, and I have Kol Nefesh Asher Lo Su'une. That's my Yom HaZeh. So he's bothered by, it says Asher Lo Su'une. V'nirali, D'chi Kol HaNefesh Asher Lo Su'une, Lo Kachoshiv. The Lo Kachoshiv, Elot Sivuyim, Ta'anu V'inisem. Avahai delo tzivuhu lo kachoshev. Yes.
That's a little strange because the Gemara learns out the whole limud of what imud is from the Avati of Nevshahi, which is said by Onish. Not by a tzivu. So the whole definition of inui we learn out from a phrase in the Torah which is talking about onesh.
But
not
from the pasuk.
But
not from the pasuk kol nefesh lo tzuune.
Right.
Not from that pasuk, right? The pasuk v'avadati. So I was wondering something. The Rambam in his Hakdamah Perashat Mishnayos says that there are different types of mesorah. The Rambam says. The Rambam basically says there are three types of mesorahs. One Masorah is Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. And it's very interesting. There's a Rashi to begin with Elu Trefis and Chulin. It says something very interesting. Trefis are Halacha Moshe Mitzinai Ve'ein Lahem Tam. Very interesting Rashi at the beginning of Elu Trefis. So the Rambam to a certain extent agrees, and the Hakdamah Perashat Mishnayos says you should know that Halacha Moshe Mitzinai is something that I gave you all the time in the world. He doesn't use that specific phrase, but if I gave you all the time in the world, you could never figure it out. If I gave you the Chumash and you sat with a Chumash, you could never figure out Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. For instance, the halachas, what a Halacha Moshe Mitzinai is? Tefillin. All the halachas of tefillin, you could never figure out those Halacha Moshe Mitzinai's. Eser Netiyos, Nisach HaMayim. Could never figure them out. The Rambam says anyone who claims that this Halacha Moshe Mitzinai is a Messiah that he received based on a drash, you don't believe him. It's a Messiah. The Ram says it's a Kabbalah. And Halacha Moshe Mitzinai is only ours as a result of being passed down from generation to generation as a fact, period. And he used the Lashon of like, Ein Lahara Achareha. You can't go ahead and question it. Then he says there's a second category you also can't question. Perushim HaMukubala Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Those Perushim, those translations or taich in the Torah that also are accepted from Moshe Rabbeinu. But here he says this is not a Mesorah that is, what's the right word to use, that's outside of the Torah Shebichsav, but rather this is a Mesorah that's in the Torah Shebichsav. He gives two examples. Ulekachtem lachem b'yom harishon pre-Eitz Hadar. What is a pre-Eitz Hadar? Is it an orange? Is it a lemon? So no, it's an Esrog. How do we know it's an Esrog? Because Moshe Rabbeinu came down and told Klal Yisrael, this pasuk, this is the way you're supposed to translate it. You know, very often, there's a you try to look for a translation, and you can't translate something. For instance, I was learning Elotrephus, and there's a bird called the Nates. So I'm looking in the art school, how do you translate Nates? So it writes Nates. Very often, there are things we can't translate. We don't know translation. Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is the translation. Pre-Eitz Hadar, and he showed him an Esrog. So that is not a Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. That's Perushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the Rambam says there's a third category. The Shlosh Esrei Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. This is what the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam means at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus when he says that Kinyan Kesef is Midivrei Sofrim. That there are certain things learned out through drushes, through being Dairish. Like Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. Ki Yikach Ishishah. The Nasati Kesef What's Kesef HaSadeh Kach Mimeni? So, Kira Kira Mistei Ephraim. There are many things that are drushes. On that, the Rambam says, Yesh Lahara Achareha. He says in Hilchos Mamrim, also Perek Aleph and Beis, a later Bezdin can go ahead and overturn any drusha of a prior Bezdin, even if they're not Gadol Mimeno B'chach Maminyan, even if they're not a greater Bezdin. The famous Brisker Rav by Shavuos, we all know, where Moav Velo Moavis was a drusha that was made early in history by Boaz. Could it be overturned later? That was the question. Famous Brisker Rav. But be that as it may, the question is, how would you categorize V'nisem? What would you say V'nisem is? Is V'nisem a drasha, or is it Perushim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu? This is something that bothered me. Because you should know that even the Perushim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam says, the Gemara is Dairishit. For instance, Pre'etz Hadar, the Gemara goes ahead and says, how do I know Pre'etz Hadar is an Esrog? Hadar mi ilono mishona lashona. The Rambam says that's not the Makar. The Rambam says the Makar is because it's passed down as being Perushim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Gemara says I can find the source for that Perush HaMukubal by being Dorish the Psukim. So I just want to know, what do you think Ve'inisim is? Think Ve'inisim is Perushim HaMekubalim? Or do you think Ve'inisim is a drasha? Meaning, can a later Bezin in theory overturn Ve'inisim?
If it's Perushim HaMekubalim, the Gemara wouldn't need the drasha that there's five, the negative five Lashonis. It's just a touch of the word Ve'inisim.
First of all, be careful. There's Achilu Shtia, then there's the Shari Nuyim. So here, Ve'inisim, the Iker Limud on Ayin Dalam and Beis on Ve'inisim is Achila Vishtiya, correct? The other one of the Hani Hei Nuyim, that is all the other Nuyim, correct? A matter of fact, most Rishonim say, and we'll read this in a minute, that the Inuyim are Midrabanan. Because if they were Midraisa, the Gemara wouldn't say Hani Hei Nuyim Kineged Me. The Gemara would say Hei Nuyim Menolon or Menole. The fact that it says Hani Chamishi Nuyim Kineged Me shows it's Midrabanan. That's not the Raisa.
Yeah, but still, you wouldn't use it even as a Ramsmachta, if it's a pure Shah.
By the way, who says if it's Midrabanan, the other Inuyim are not Perushim HaMekubalim and Primosh Rabbeinu, if they're Midrabanan, correct? My question is really on the Achila Vishtiya. So let's look at the Lashon Achinuch and we'll see.
What does that mean, the Midrabanan? I mean, what else is Yom HaKippur?
What do you mean? Yom HaKippur is Midrasa. Ve'inisem is Achil Ishtiya. That's the only Chi of the Raisa.
I mean, the others.
Rechitza, Sikh, and Yilsa Sandal, Tashmash Hamita, they mid the Raisa, mid the Rabbanan. We'll see that in a minute. That's the first Minchas Chinuch. Let's just read the Chinuch a little more. Now, it's interesting. It says, Uba HaPerush B'Sifra, the Chinuch, Inu Ishu Ibud Nefesh, Ve'ezehu Ze'achil Ishtiya. Ukumo came Perushua Zichronim of Racha B'Gemara. That's the Gemara we just read. Vod ba hakabala alav. Now, what does that mean? Vod ba hakabala alav. Midrashim midrabanan. Shu asa berachitza sicha nilas asandal tashmish hamita. So my question is, what does that mean? Vod ba hakabala. Is that a deraisa or derabanan according to the chinuch? Sounds like it. The minchas chinuch learns that this is that the shitas chinuch is that the shari nuyim are midrashim. Now, how does the Gemara learn that Shari Nuyim is Midraisa? Hani hey kineged me, kineged my. And it goes through every Inui in the Torah and says, how do I know? The Gemara says that when it says Inui a second time, it refers to Rechitza. So the Gemara learns that out, Rechitza from David HaMelech. The word Inui is used different times in the Torah. For instance, it says in Melachim Aleph that when David HaMelech died, Shlomo had a lot of debts, so to speak, that he had to take care of on behalf of David. All those people who crossed David, who went over to the other side to Avshalom, etc. He had to go ahead and pay those debts, Shlomo. One of the people he gave a choice to was Evyasser. He said to Evyasser, I'm going to give you a break. I'm not going to go ahead and kill you, even though you betrayed David. You're going to have to stay in a certain place and not leave there, and essentially not be exiled, but be quarantined. And he said to Evyasser, why am I doing this for you? Because at one point when David HaMelech was being chased by Avshalom, I mean, Evyasser was loyal at the time of Avshalom. He just wasn't loyal later by the other rebellion. What was the other rebellion? I think it was Adonia, right?
Yeah.
Adonia. So he says to Evyasser, you at least were loyal to David when he ran for Avshalom. And he saw Nisa. You went ahead, Inui, and suffered together with David. So it goes through all the different sufferings of David. It says he walked barefoot. That's how we know that Inui means walking barefoot, Nilas HaSandal. And the Baal HaMor takes that literally and says that in Yom Kippur, you must walk actually barefoot. Which is interesting. The Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yirei Shamayim, actually walk barefoot to feel the floor on Yom Kippur. And it goes through all the different times Inui is mentioned in the Torah. By Lavan, it says that when he speaks to Yaakov, he says, "Im ta'ana es benoisai." He makes him swear, "Don't be ma'ana, don't go ahead and hurt my daughters." That's referring, as Rashi says, to Tashmish Hamita. Even though it's referring to refraining from Tashmish Hamita, the word Inui refers to Tashmish Hamita. How do we know that Sicha is like that? Because Daniel in one of his tefillahs says, "Lechem chamudos lo achalti." I didn't eat any lechem chamudos, fine bread, while I was by Nebuchadnezzar. I didn't go ahead and I didn't losachti. I didn't take any sicha. So very often in the Torah, a number of places in the Torah will use the word inui in a certain context. So every place that it mentions inui five times, so after the one primary place, v'nisem, ibur ha-nefesh, the Gemara is then dairish. There are other forms of inui from other places in Tanakh where the form of inui is used, either in hisananta or other forms, to learn the other inuyim. Is that a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan? So the Chinuch says, Va'ud ba'a kabbalah olav shu asr b'rechitza sichunis hasando b'tashmish hamita v'loshen sifra. And the sifra says, minayin shiyom ha-kipurim asr b'rechitza u'sichunis hasando. This is actually a Gemara here too. But the sifra says, and how do I know minayin? Which is interesting. A lot of Rishonim say that the loshen honey hay keneged me means midrabanan. Should have said minahani mili. The truth is, the sifra says minayin, which seems like midoraisa. Shomekim asur brachitza sichunis hasando. Tashmish shomita Talmud loymar shabbos shabboson, because Yom Kippur is referred to a refraining day of refrain. The emphasis on refraining. Kolomar ki kafel hashavisa. Yora al shvisas mehasakim ela ushvisa mi mazon haguf. Shabbos Shabboson is saying this is a day of total refrain. Refrain from eating and drinking and refrain from other pleasures. Take a look in our Gemara, Ayin Dal Amud Aleph a second. So we know it's very famously the Gemara is bothered by why it says Asr when it says Yom HaKippurim Asr. It should say Yom HaKippurim Chayev. So the Gemara says Asr for Chatzi Shir, meaning there are cases where something is Asr in Yom Kippur, but not Chayev, i.e. Chatzi Shir. But at the end of the Sugya, the Gemara says you should know that not every case, that there would be no, well, there's another possibility. Asr is just going on Achila Vishtiyah. Sorry, Asr is going on everything except Achila Vishtiyah. Meaning, Ein Achinami, Achila Vishtiyah, Chayev Kores. But everything else, Rechitza Sichinil Sasandal, there is no punishment, it's just an Isser. So the Gemara on Ayin Dalman Beis says, brings a brisa that says that Osir lo amru el b'chatzi shir v'shir enesh koris v'avo bish enesh koris ein enesh koris ela middle of Ayin Dalman above Ayin Dalman Alf ein enesh koris ela ochel v'shosa v'osa malacha b'lvad v'ibayseh m'ki ketani osir. Therefore, there's another possibility. When it says osir, it doesn't mean chatzi shir or achila v'shtia, but rather it's excluding when it says osir achila v'shtia. Because achila v'shtia, the right word to apply to them is chayev. And when it says osir, it's going asha'ara on the other inuyim. Detani rabba v'rav Yosef, b'shar sifrei de be'rav. Minayin l'yom ha-kippurim sh'osir b'rechitza sichuni l'sasandal. How do I know the other inuyim, tashmish hamita? Talmud lomar shabboson shvos. Meaning the extra word, it should say either Shabbos or Shabboson. It's interesting, what's the limit? Is the limit from kefil halashon or from the extra word Shabboson? Here it appears Shabboson shavos. Take a look at Rashi. Shabboson, very important Rashi. V'gabe inu iksiv. It's written right by inu, Shabbos Shabboson. V'hi hechi de Shabboson omer b'Shabbos. Just like the word Shabboson on Shabbos. The word Shabboson itself on Shabbos comes to teach us additional Isurim. If you look at the Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf Yadal Mebez, it says there's an Isur of Kenivas Hayerek. There's an Isur of a certain food preparation on Shabbos. And that is learned out from Shabboson. Because even though it's not under the Lamates Malachas, Shabboson emphasizes there are things you're not allowed to do even above and beyond the Lamates Malachas. And just like by Shabbos, Shabboson comes to add, Shabboson, I remember Shabbos, Asmachu be'rabbanon, shar malachas, shaloye b'mishkan. Just like Shabboson is a smach for the Rabbanon to add on other malachas that are not clearly part of the Lamates, that were not in the Mishkan. Ve'ena malacha gemura, hachinami, here also, Shabboson degabe inui, dichsiv Shabboson hu lachem v'nisem, lehosif al inui achila v'shtia, Ka'asi. The Shabbos Shabboson comes to go ahead and to add on additional refraining. Just like you refrain from Achila, so too Shabboson. Now what does it sound like from Rashi and the Gemara? is the limud from Shabbat Shabbason or just from the word Shabbason? Sounds like it's just from the word Shabbason. That the word Shabbason alone comes to teach us an extra refraining. So let's see how the Chinuch brings it down. First of all, our Gemara never says Minayin. Correct? What's the lotion of our Gemara? What?
What? Says
it says Minayin our Gemara?
Yeah.
Okay, Datani, could you read it again for me, please, Datani? Oh, so it does use Minayin, okay.
So why does the Chinuch bring this from, not just our Gemara?
Yes.
Minayin Shiyom HaKippurim Asur Berechitzu Sichu Nes Asando Tashvi Shamita Talmud Lomar Shabbat Shabbason Kolomar Ki Kofal HaShavisa Yora Al Shvisas HaMeasakim Eila Ushvisas Mimazon HaGuf. So very interesting. It seems that the Chinuch is saying that the limit is from what? The Kefal HaLoshon Shabbat Shabbason. Unless I'm reading it incorrectly from Rashi and the Gemara, it seems like the limit is just from the word Shabbason alone, isn't it? Unless it means what? Right. Unless it's saying the word Shabbason is extra. I could have stopped with Shabbos. Why do I have Shabbason? Is it the extra Shabbason or is it the word itself Shabbason? So it's unclear to me. What do you think? Just the word Shabbason? What? But it's interesting. The Chinuch learns this from the Kefal HaLoshon. Now let's read the Mishar Sheh HaMitzvah, which is very interesting. Then we'll go into Minchas Chinuch. Mishar Sheh HaMitzvah. Shaya Michaste Hashem Al Kol Briosov L'Kvol Lahem Yom Echad B'Shona L'Chaper Al HaChatoim Im HaTshuva. It's a chesed of Hashem that gives us one day for us to return and to do tshuva. K'mo Shekasavti Ba'arucha B'Seder Achrei Mois. I think that there's that letter is a Zion, correct?
Yes.
It's Mitzvah Kuf Pei. What does that say? Ches? It's Kuf Pei Hei, actually, I think.
Yeah.
I looked it up. It's Kuf Pei Hei. He's just saying it's Mitzvah Kuf Pei Hei in the Chinuch, where he explains this concept of having a special day in Achremos set aside for tshuva. Therefore, Lachain, because we have such a day, Nitztavino Li'isanos Bo. Because it's such a special day, we have to go ahead and be Misana on that day. Why? Listen to his very interesting logic. L'fish ha-macha v'amishta v'yeser ha-nos chush ha-mishush y'oreru ha-choymer. Any type of pleasure brings out the physical side of a human being. L'himashech achra taiva v'achet. On this special day, you don't want to be involved in physical things because that will cause the body to emphasize and be focused on physical things. V'yivatlut suras ha-nefesh ha-chochma mechapes achar emes, and will cause the soul to be distracted and go after those things that are the truth. Shu'avodas hakel, which is the avoda of Hashem. U'masro hatov v'hamasuk l'chol b'nei das, and all that's good and really is sweet for all of the creatures. Vein roi la'avod b'yom ba'o l'din lifnei adonav lovo b'nefesh chashuchum u'reves mitoch hamachal v'mishta. It's not proper to show up on this day being satisfied and satiated. B'machshav v'sachomer, thinking about physical things. Asher hi b'socho. She'ein donen, now I'm not sure what he means by this. In this day specifically, you have to be void of all physical focus. She'ein donen es ha'adam elefi masav sheba'oso shah. Because at that moment, you are being done. Like the Gemara Rosh Hashanah brings down, Tetzayim Bey says, that a person is being done at that specific moment. So at the time of your judgment, you have to be totally withdrawn from all physical focus. Al kein tovlo lahagbir nafsho hachachmo lachnia hachoymer lefaneha. Go ahead and restrain the physical. Ba'oso hayom hanichbad. L'man tia ru'uyu nechona l'kabo kaparasa. In order to be a proper vessel to accept the kapara, the forgiveness. V'lo yimnanena misach hataivis. Mesach?
Meaning the dividing of the taivis.
V'lo yismane mesach hataivis. Right, like the mesach. Should not be divided from the concept of tshuva should not be divided from you, shall be separated from the proper tshuva by the overwhelming physical feelings that you have.
Funny, because at night we go in fully satiated.
Right.
Yom Kippur. Boil the din. Use the lesson. We shouldn't boil the din. We shouldn't come to the din. We're mamash coming into Yom Kippur where we are actually, there's a mitzvah to eat.
Yeah, but the din is actually in Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us at benstorah.com.